Governor McCrory spoke to a friendly crowd at the Carolinas Aviation Museum, about 150 people sporting bright orange scarves provided by the organizers. His message was clear. Choice makes education stronger.
I'm convinced that the more choice you have, the better it will be for all students in North Carolina.
He touted the state's new Opportunity Scholarship Program. Beginning this fall, low-income families can get up to $4,200 a year in state assistance for private school tuition. But the North Carolina Association of Educators is suing to block the program over concerns it will take money from the state's public schools. Charter schools, or privately run schools that receive public money, also play a big part in the governor's plan. He recognized the 8th grade students from Sugar Creek Charter in Charlotte, who he says are all taking high school level classes.
Is that not amazing? These are the standards we want.
There are 26 new charters opening in the state this fall, 11 in the Charlotte area. And Governor McCrory says these schools have to be held accountable. He says his administration is willing to shut down any that don't meet state standards.
If a charter school or any school is not meeting the standards that they promised our state, our community, the students, and the parents, then we will take action, including taking away their license.
The governor says in the coming weeks his office will unveil a new education plan focusing on high standards for students and merit pay for teachers. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Charlotte.